T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And if you are going out today or tonight or anytime this weekend, you better put a coat on because it's cold. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs this weekend. I'll tell you who I think is going to win. I'll tell you who I hope wins. And if you're going to be watching, we'll get your comments from you as well. All right, we're having a free-for-all Friday here. And don't want to be serious. We're talking about tattoos because it's a woman in a corporate financial company. She showed her tattoos in a corporate photo, and it went viral. And the managing partner with her said, "Go for it, man. Go for it. Just be proud of your tattoos." And this seems to be a sign of and I don't mean politically conservative, but it just in terms of just a conservative financial business endorsing tattoos. I don't understand why in 2022 anybody would stereotype or judge somebody in a negative way because they have tattoos. Do you have any tattoos? Do you feel like people judge you? We had a general manager here. He didn't really do anything, but he was very, very disappointed to know that I had tattoos. I mentioned it on the air, and he goes, I heard more than I wanted to hear," or something to that effect. And I'm thinking, really? That doesn't change anything. And there's no way to stereotype people who have tattoos today. I think I might get a few more. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
You too, my brother. I think I'm on the wrong side of this one, Scoop, but I'm going to go against tattoos.
Okay. Tell me why.
Let's see, about 4 sections. The health part, the lymph nodes, somebody kind of tickled me with that one. But the doctor's examining your lymph nodes, he needs to know. It's like the color of your fingernails. They show your health. And if you give blood, I mean, if you do tattoos, I understand you can't give blood for a little while. Is that true?
I had never heard that. I've given blood several times with tattoos. I didn't do it right after I got the tattoo, so maybe there is something to that. I'm not familiar with that, James.
Right. I think it depends on what they find, but I think it can be as long as a year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's more. The other one is, like the example of the lady you just gave, she first covered her tattoos until she could show them that she could do the job. Now, first impressions are subjective. Now, I might be on the wrong side of this, but if a guy came up to me with a tattoo, and let's say he had what Charles Manson had in his forehead, and he's telling me that he's peace-loving and so forth, and he loves all people, I'm not going to quite believe him until I see his action.
Well, look, if a guy has a swastika tattooed on his forehead like Charles Manson, that says something about the person beyond it just being a tattoo. You know, tattoos can send a message, and if the message is clear, then you can judge the message. You can judge the person for sending out that message. But I'm just talking about people that have tattoos. I don't think it's fair to judge people with tattoos anymore.
Right. So we're in agreement on that one.
Yes, of course.
Not last, but the other thing is, what's good today may not be good tomorrow. And tattoos are somewhat permanent. What's in style today, tomorrow might mean something different, especially if the wrong person that has a tattoo sours it.
Right, James, keep this in mind, though, that every young generation defines the era in which they're the establishment. And baby boomers have defined this era. And so the people with tattoos, there's no way there will not be CEOs, managers, just the top business people in this country will have tattoos because of the number of people who have tattoos. So they will define that as being normal in the context of their generation.
That is true. I'm giving you my personal view because I didn't grow up in that generation.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Well, I understand. So, I'm trying to say, wait a minute. If you're judging people because they have tattoos, stop and think about why you're doing it. And I'm trying to suggest that it's not fair.
All right. And the last but not least.
Yes.
I guess it's me with stereotypes again. It depends on how you dress and how you carry yourself. If somebody came up to me and it was smelly and dirty, and they say, oh, I'm not always like this, but that's my first impression of them. If the next time they're smelly and dirty, I'm thinking that's what they are. It's about what you do. My point is with the tattoos, it's costly. Like the lady just showed, I couldn't believe she does this almost every month. It just seems to be it's a permanent thing to something that can change the meaning of it later.
Well, it's up to each individual to decide, and I guess we should point out that, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, James, but in this case, it's not for you to decide what's right for somebody else. I mean, my son has tattoos, and he loves them. No regrets. And there are a lot of people that have tattoos that have no regrets. It's up to them to decide.
What I'm saying is if I have to hire him, he's representing my company. And if I want my company
but,
to
okay, time out. See, this is what we need to change.
What?
Somebody with tattoos should not be misrepresenting a company because of their tattoos. This is what I'm driving at. We shouldn't judge people because of their tattoos. That's what needs to change. And that will change when the baby boomer generation dies off. But, you know, let's not want younger generations to want us to die off. Let's try to change and say, okay, well, you know what? Maybe we were wrong.
So maybe I need to change, Coop.
All right, James.
All right,
I enjoyed the conversation. Have a great weekend. All right, Gregory Bywater, you're on WWL.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, Gregory.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, man, I have some good news, you know, to say about New Orleans. Here in the Bywater, and finally, after all this Ida and stuff, and I got my two apartments rented. I got a nice graduate student from Tulane in the upper, and I got a young guy who's just starting at Tulane, so I'm very, very, very happy. Sorry about the weather.
We're all happy for you, Gregory, because, you know, we were losing sleep over the fact that you had these places that were not rented.
Oh, I know you were losing sleep. And
we
you know
were.
What? I was at the Beatles Fest on Friday, but I didn't want to go up and talk to you because you were so busy and stuff. I really did. But my friend got up on stage, Kurt Koss, a guy you know, and he did the song Watching the Wheels, you know, the John Lennon song from Double Fantasy. I thought he was terrific. I thought everybody on stage was terrific.
Well, Gregory, you know, shame on you because you should have come up and said hi. And I don't want you to ever feel like I'm too busy and you can't do that. But I appreciate the fact that you respected
it. You know, it's just, you know, just Scoot. You know, everything, you know, no.
I appreciate it.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't come up to you because I was having too much fun talking to the girl.
Oh, well, good. Then don't talk to me.
Okay.
I wouldn't talk to me if I could talk to girls.
Anyway, congratulations on you being the Grand Marshal of the Mad Hatters. The last time we actually spent, well, besides your 50th birthday party, our 80s celebration, the only time I had seen you before that was at the Mad Hatters Ball when we got to watch Brian Wilson together right there at Clearview parking lot. You know,
I remember that. That was at the end of the parade.
I cannot wait for that to roll. Yeah. I cannot wait for it to roll. We're looking forward to this stuff, Scoot. We love you, man. We love you. We love what you do. And Ian, too.
Gregory, we appreciate that very much. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of text messages. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We're coming back to all of your calls here.
I got three good texts about tattoos. Here's the first one. It says, I'm better now about stereotyping people with tattoos, but in 2003, when the doctor walked into my husband's ER unit with a coiled snake on his neck, it was weird. He's a great doctor, but we were very skeptical at first.
See, but that's this is what we need to change. The instinct to be skeptical of somebody who has a tattoo.
This is coiled snake,
this is the barrier that needs to be broken.
Look, I agree with you. You must know that I am completely in simpatico with what you just said. But I would not be shocked or surprised or even upset at myself if my initial reaction to seeing an emergency room doctor with a coiled snake on his neck, you know, if it was like mom or it was like the American flag or it was like, you know, U.S. Marine Corps or something, like, okay, great, fine. But a coiled snake, like, what message are you trying to send? And why is it on your neck?
Don't tread on me. I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. I guess I got it's the Gadsden flag doctor. I got a Tea Party doctor. Okay. Let's do it.
Maybe so.
Here's a text that says, I have my wife and kids' names in Chinese letters. My wife asked why I did Chinese, and I told her, it's because if I get rid of her, I can tell the next one it's her name.
That's really smart. You get rid of your kids?
This is your, yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I just love you so much.
I mean, maybe you sell your kids to the circus and then you tell the next one, that, hey, this is your name.
This is just meant to be.
Smart thinking.
Okay. I have to figure out how I'm going to read this one. I have to be delicate, I think. Years ago, I was on a drilling rig. And a few of us went down to the boat landing to smoke. There was a little guy, he was a crane operator, who went by the name Hot Rod. Someone asked him how he got his nickname. He unzipped his fly, and he whipped it out. Hot Rod was tattooed on his... True story.
I've been tattooed. All I can say is... Ouch.
I was not at all sure how that sentence was going to end. I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, that's kind of like the woman that I saw with the flames coming out. Yeah. I mean, both sides look like a 57 Chevy with the, with the flames on the. I'm serious. Cool. And she kind of rode like one. Anyway, you know, here's a little bit of advice if you're getting a tattoo. Do not get your boyfriend's name. I don't care how much you love this guy. Do not get your boyfriend's name as a tramp stamp. Because if you break up, every guy that sees you from that perspective is going to be seeing his name. All right, if you want to, Okunhart Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Hey, you know, you could always hang out with me and check out the videos that I post on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. Yeah, and we're updating that real soon, too. So go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air, and become a subscriber. We'll give you a notice every time we post something. And I like YouTube because, you know, I don't have to worry about the FCC. You know,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To be a little freer with my language, and it's not all for kids, but it's fun. I mean, it's not like profanity laced or anything, but you know, I let a few bombs drop here and there when I'm talking because I can be very passionate. On this day in 1984, this progressive rock group from the 70s had a hit song that became part of the dance scene of the mid-80s. This is Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, number one on this day in 1984. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, Pat Boone was a crooner back in the 50s and the 60s, and he's a real conservative guy. Did a lot of gospel, a lot of Christian stuff. He said a lot of negative things about heavy metal rock, including that it's gone beyond degradation and depravity. It's basically inhumanity. And yet, on this day in 1987, Pat Boone released an album titled In the Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and he took hard rock songs and turned them into lounge tunes. Recognize this? Hey, can I get a vodka soda over here, please? Yeah, lime. Lounge music. And, you know, Pat Boone appeared on the cover, like, with a leather vest or something, like some heavy metal attire, and he was highly criticized by his Christian base. Can't believe Pat Boone's doing that. That was on this day in 1997. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Luling. And, Blaine, thank you for hanging on, and welcome to our show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
This is Blaine. Look, I just wanted to talk about the tattoos. I'm 45 years old, and I just got my first two sleeves. And
wow.
I was in corporate America, and I started my own business, so I'm self-employed now. And I just feel like if you get tattoos, you should think about the meaning of the tattoos. Like, one sleeve I have is all New Orleans themed tattoos. I have Streetcar, I have the Pelican, I have Dead Beer Bottle, Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. Mardi Gras mask, and the other one's a religious psalm. So it's just a meaning of me comes from what, you know, what I feel is important to me is what I have and showing the expressions of me, you know, and what I
agree.
Love.
And, you know, my tattoos reflect what I believe. They're meaningful to me in that same way. But, I mean, you're right. You need to think before you get a tattoo.
I mean, it's just not nothing that just going in a tattoo shop and, you know, saying that you're going to get a tattoo. You have to do some thinking about it and, you know, what it means to you and, you know, the outcome of if you want to live with this for the rest of your life before you get it. And, you know, this what I have and what's meaningful to me.
Yeah.
What
No, that's smart, Blaine. And you know, tattoo parlors, I guess you can call it tattoo parlors, tattoo studios, they stay open like really late. Some stay open maybe all night or well into the night. And I get the feeling that a lot of people might be on mind-altering things or might be a little intoxicated when they go in to get the tattoo. And if you have decided that you're getting a tattoo based on your intoxicated state or your mind-altering state, that's not a good time to make a decision about what you're going to get.
Yes, the tattoo shop I go to is Love Lost Tattoos in Kenner, and he only takes appointments. He's at 8 from 12 in the morning to 8. Because he feels like anything after 8 o'clock, nothing happens good in the tattoo shop. So he's
I'm sure.
He cares about the work he does. He just don't want to do tattoos, like you said, somebody just walking in and saying, oh, I want to get this, and you're intoxicated, and you see something you like, and then you wake up the next morning, and you feel like, what the world did I get?
Exactly. That's not the time to make the decision. Blaine, I appreciate the call, and have a great weekend. Let's go to Albany, and Chris, you're on WWL. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going? Man, I love Fridays on your show.
I appreciate that.
Oh, sorry to hear about Meatloaf. I really love this music. And then your joke about Hot Rod. I heard that same joke, but it was Welcome to Jamaica, Have a Nice Day on the tattoo.
Okay, I think I've got that straight. Okay, yeah.
All right, and the reason I'm calling it's really off the wall, but... the electric meters on the side of our houses. I mean, we go and pump gas.
Yeah.
And that is closely monitored. They have trucks that go and check the volume, make sure you get your money's worth. Who checks electric meters? I mean, you know, some of us are paying $200-$400 a month, which is as much as gas. Why are we not having some type of control over these meters?
You want to know that the meters are operating properly because they do show on gas pumps that they have been inspected the last day that they were inspected, and they're inspected on a regular basis to make sure they're accurate. So I mean, I think that's a legitimate point.
Yeah, some of us have the same electric meter for 30 years.
Yeah,
and. You know, I mean, I thought it was a good thing to bring up, especially with cold weather, because we're all going to get socked with electric bills.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to bring that up, awaken the public to it.
I'm awakened. I appreciate you bringing that up. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about.
Oh, one other thing on tattoos.
Yeah.
And you can check this out. Some of the inks have iron oxide, especially the black and the red.
Okay.
And there have been cases where a person went to get an MRI and the high power magnetic field actually caused that ink to heat up and in some cases burn the patient.
Wow. Ouch.
So this is important. I mean, you need to know that those inks are MRI safe. Yeah. So anybody out there getting a tattoo, make sure you don't have iron oxides in that ink. Could be pretty painful after a car accident or maybe just getting an MRI. You know, and very important to think about.
Chris, I appreciate that. I never heard that, but thank you for bringing that up. And have a great weekend. Yeah, I'd like to hear from a doctor or somebody who knows about the tattoo effect on your lymph nodes. Because, I mean, look, so many people have so many tattoos, and there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with them. That is that a legitimate thing to be concerned about? Okay, let's go to Henry, who's in Norco. Hey, Henry, welcome to the show.
You. I just want to say two things about tattoos. Okay. I was on vacation once, and I was sitting next to a lady. She told me she was 92 years old, and she had tattoos on her arms. And I asked her, how long have you had those? And she said, 1 month. My children said, I cannot have a tattoo, and I've always wanted one, so I don't care what they think, so I got one anyway.
Good for her.
but then my son-in-law and I were picking up his brother one time at the train station in Virginia, and he jumped off the train and says, guess what? I got a new tattoo. And my son-in-law said to him, I didn't think you had any more room for one. Well, I didn't see his tattoos below his waist, but he said he did have them. And like that other guy, I don't know what you just said about his tattoo somewhere, he said it was ouch. But I saw his tattoos above his waist, and I don't think there was one space. He didn't have anything from the neck up, but everything from the neck down, all arms, all chest, all backs. And I said to him, I said, look, when I was a little boy, my aunt and uncle had a carnival. And it was based in Boutte, Louisiana, and they went to the Northeast all the time. In the 50s, you could have been the tattoo freak because in the sideshows in those days, they had people, ladies and men with tattoos everywhere, and they were the freaks in the sideshow. That's all I wanted to tell you.
That brings back memories of, how freaky tattoos used to be if you had a lot of tattoos. All right, Henry, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Well, you know, I don't. Judge anybody about whatever.
Well, that's good.
Their own business, right?
Yeah, and
get a tattoo if you want one.
That's what I want to do with this conversation. Is if you're still judging people who have tattoos, I want you to stop and realize that there's no way to stereotype people with tattoos. There are doctors and lawyers and they're professional people and housewives and husbands. There's no stereotype for tattoos any longer. And so if you are still judging because somebody has tattoos, I think it's time to back off of that and go, hey, wait a minute. I've been wrong. I shouldn't be judging people because they have tattoos any more than judge somebody because of the shirt they wear.
One more short story.
Yeah.
I was judging something one time, and it was a school judging. And a young lady came in, and she was doing a project, and she said to everybody, I have a tattoo. I'm going to do my tattooing. So she started in her talk, and she was wonderful. Talk was so good. And so then I was the only man on the panel, and this old little lady said, now, do you have a tattoo? And she said, yes. So she looked at me, and she said, sir, is it okay if I show my tattoo? And I said, I don't care, because I thought it was on the top. On the top of the breast, right?
Right.
Okay, she undid her pants, bent over.
Okay.
And let me tell you what, that lady turned redder than a tomato.
I can't imagine.
I said to the girl, I said, you know what? I'm giving you a perfect score today.
All right, Henry, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, there's some people who have some tattoos in some really sensitive places. Let's go to tuning in from Indianapolis. Is James. Hey, James, welcome to WWL.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, my opinion about the tattoo and stereotypes. What if you have a babysitter, a doctor, an educator, who came to you for an interview or to babysit your kids and had 3 teardrops under their eye?
Well, I've heard different things about what that means, and in some circles it seems like it means that you've killed somebody, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Well, okay, here's the distinction that I make, James. Having tattoos is one thing. If you have a tattoo that sends some kind of message about who you are, that's different than somebody that just has tattoos. And a guy called earlier and said Charles Manson had a swastika on his forehead, which he did. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a message that goes beyond just having a tattoo.
Sure it is. Yeah. But how would you feel if you go to parent-teacher night and
I'd be deeply concerned. I would. I'd be deeply concerned about that. But not because they have a tattoo, because of what they're telling me about themselves.
Exactly right. So why have them anyway? That's what I'm saying, especially if you're in a public setting.
Well, just because, look, why did we want long hair? Why did the baby boomer generation want to have long hair? You know, just because we did, and it was a way of rebelling. And I'll also mention this, James. You know, baby boomers as a generation have remained rather young-looking compared to previous generations. I mean, you look at Mick Jagger, you look at the Stones and Paul McCartney and Rod Stewart and Steven Tyler. You look at, these are baby boomers. These people are in their 70s. Some of them are getting close to 80. And look at the way they look. So for a younger generation, they have had to go to great lengths to define distinction from the establishment. Mm-hmm. It was really easy for me to be different from my parents' generation because they were so stuffy and conservative, in my opinion, boring. But for younger people, they've had to go to greater lengths, and so tattoos and piercings are a way for them to show how rebellious they can be.
Mm-hmm. But also, one statement, and I'm going to leave it alone. My son went for a job interview at a dishwasher at a restaurant similar to MCL, or I don't know, I can't forget what it was in New Orleans, you know, this cafeteria type restaurant.
Yeah.
The interviewer was so concerned, not about his background, but the tattoos that was on his arm, because he had to wear a short sleeve shirt. And how would that project to the customer?
Again, that's what we need to get away from, the judgment that it projects anything because you have tattoos. James, I enjoyed our conversation. Thanks for tuning in Indianapolis. Yeah, and if you want to listen to our show wherever you are, you can go to our website, WWL.com, and stream the show live, or download the app Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Audacy app that puts us on your phone, and you've got us wherever you have your phone. Let's go to Ian with a couple of quick text messages.
Tattoos are like babies. You better think about it and make sure that it's something you really want and love it before you do it, because it's for life.
Yeah, I know there are things that you can do to doctor them up, and I know that there are ways that some can be removed, but I don't think you should get a tattoo with any idea other than this is going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, the baby removal is quite controversial.
Well, it is. In fact, there's a whole rally in Washington about that.
Today. Yeah. Here's a text that says, Entergy will come out to verify the accuracy of your electric meter on request. They have a Bureau of Revenue Assurance Department that handles this.
Good. Call them up. Get them to come out and check your meter.
Get them out. Here's one more real quick. It says, tattoos have become so mainstream that if you don't have one, you're a rebel. And if you do, you're a basic bitch. Wow. Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. But, you know, there's some truth in that. So, like, I'm going to be a rebel. I'm not going to get a tattoo.
I'm not getting one, Dad. I don't care what you say.
You know, as much as I like and admire tattoos, I don't understand the tattoos on the face of Post Malone. I think this guy's really a genius. I think he's really talented. But those tattoos all over his face, I don't get that. It's not for me to judge. I mean, I don't judge him in a negative way. I just don't get it. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your comments coming up next on WWL. This reminds me when I was a kid growing up and wandering the mean streets of Metairie. On this day, January the 21st, 1964, Peter and Gordon recorded this song, A World Without Love. What I didn't know until doing research for the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar is that this song was written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. And Peter Asher's sister Jane was dating Paul McCartney at the time. Interesting. See, I even learned things from the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Okay, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Homa and Willie. You're on WWL. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Scoot. Good talking to you today.
Thank you.
My
long story short, my favorite son-in-law has tattoos.
Really?
They started dating, and, you know, he came, first of all, you know, the first couple of times he came in with long sleeves, shirt all the time. It's like, man, it's August in Louisiana. What's the deal with this, you know? And it's kind of like, okay, and I could see he had some on his hand, you know, a few of them on his hands and stuff, and I said, okay, well, and then he kind of got more comfortable, and then, you know, short sleeve shirts, and yeah. You know, that he had, and then, you know, the shorts came out, and he had some tats, so. But, you know, it, like I said, long story short, I wouldn't trade him as a son-in-law for anything in the world. He's a great guy, wonderful person, and like I said, you can't let the tattoos determine what kind of person, yeah. You know, when you're talking to somebody.
Man, you're right. And look, I'm so proud of my son, and people, if they knew all about my son, they would just think that he's an amazing man. And, you know, when he first started dating somebody or when he was engaged, the parents looked at his tattoos and maybe they weren't so sure, but it didn't take them long to learn who he really is, and they had no problem with it.
And that's what it is. You just have to get past what you're thinking,
yep.
and let the person be the person, and let what they can do for you, or what their personality shine through. And that's what happened with him, and I couldn't be happier with him. You know,
Willie, that is
to have him be part of our family.
That's a great story. I appreciate the call, and this is exactly why we're doing this topic. When this woman, when her picture, her corporate portrait went viral. Because she had sleeves and she showed the sleeves in there. And her boss, her managing partner with his financial firm in New Jersey, backed her up. I thought, man, this is really awesome. And we really should get to the point where we stop judging people because they have tattoos. And if you're part of that mentality, if you're part of that generation that does that, stop. Because it's not fair to stereotype people with tats. From LaPlace, Emily, you're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Emily.
Hello. Hey. Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Emily.
First, I've been meaning to call you and tell you that when I used to bring up your name, like topics you were talking about with my kids, and they would say, I'd say Scoot, and they say, oh Lord, there go mom goes again talking about her boyfriend.
That's
and
cute.
So, you're like, you can't say anything bad about Scoot. That's mom's boyfriend.
That's cute.
I said, oh really? No. Ian's got a lot of good stuff to say these days.
Yeah, he does. Well, thank you very much. That's a compliment. Thank you.
Yes. It's topics, you know, like we just talk about topics sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I heard, you know, Scoot said or Ian said or Newell said. On the subject of tattoos, I want to say I'm very proud of all four of my grown children. They all have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has a lot of tattoos. My mom, before she passed away, said, I'm going to buy your boyfriend a color book so he stops coloring on you. And we always thought it was so funny because he does tattoos and he draws fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she loves her tattoos. But as her kids get older, she has four children, as her kids get older, I know sometimes she's even said, I don't want people saying their kids can't come play with my kids because, you know, oh, your mom has tattoos. You know,
right.
So I think, you know, she's been on a couple of job interviews. She works in the medical field, but she's been on a couple of job interviews, and she said she feels like when she walks in the room, like it gets the attention, you know, and she said she feels like she's judged right away,
yeah.
Which is unfortunate, like what you said, because there's a lot of good people with tattoos. I have several tattoos. I have a carnation with one petal missing for my mom. It was her favorite flower.
That's meaningful.
In the carnation, it says mom. On my other arm, I have a rosary, and it says, Our Father who art in heaven, and it's got my dad's nickname spot in it.
Yeah, nice.
I have a semicolon that I got on my wrist one time when I was going through a really bad struggle, and it was a reminder to, it's not the end, it's just a pause.
Really? That's really interesting, the symbolism of a semicolon, that we're not finished, it's not over.
Yes, I heard a story about it, and I was like, I'm going to get that, and it's on my wrist, and it reminds me every day, it's not the end, it's just a pause. And I have a scroll on the top of my back, and it's got a purple, green, and gold emblem on it in the middle for Mardi Gras. And it's a fleur de lis.
That's right.
So,
that's great.
You know, it's just it's one of those things, you know, like, and my daughter's a wonderful person. And sometimes I feel like Like, she does get judged because of her tattoos, but that doesn't make who she is.
No, that's what we need to. That's what we need to change. Emily, I'd love talking to you, but I've got to get to a break here. Thank you so much for calling. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll continue this into the next hour. And also, I've got something else planned for the next hour. On this day, January the 21st, 1984, Bon Jovi's debut album was released in the United States, and this was their first big hit off their first album, Runaway. And also on this day, January 21st, in 2006, the plane carrying Bon Jovi skidded off the runway at Hamilton International Airport in Canada. Unfortunately, nobody was hurt. Now, wait a minute. I didn't write this. What do you mean, unfortunately? No, fortunately, nobody was hurt. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. To show you that we have at least a little class on this show, we have added to the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar today a happy birthday wish for Placido Domingo, who was born on this day in 1941. He's 81 years old today, born in Madrid, Spain. And this is a song, Perhaps Love, that he actually did with John Denver. But really, one of the three tenors. There's John. I wouldn't have put them together, Placido Domingo and John Denver.
It was a wild time.
Oh, it was a crazy time.
This was,
anyway,
1984.
Happy birthday to Placido. Oh, yeah, this was one of the songs I didn't dance to back in the 80s. All right, so I want to add to the conversation the theme of a Meatloaf song. We'll get to all of your calls, but the song is, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. What is it that you would not do for love? Because, you know, we'll do a lot for love, but what is that one thing that you will not do for love? We'll add that to the conversation coming up next hour. Free for All Friday, I'm Scoot. It's cold on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.